This podcast brought to you by LG, making your life easier. LG, life's good.
Nick, We are living in an increasingly cashless society. A brand new $10 notes won't do much to stop that.
No.
These days, we're all about electronic payments, tap and go, Apple Pay, online transaction, bitcoins, if you're one of the seven people on the planet who understand how that works, and I'm not one of them. Electronic payments are awesome, super convenient, the way of the future, but the proliferation of electronic transactions has created an interesting but really annoying problem. Who the hell's charging me? Surely this has happened to you. You check your online banking, you see transactions from merchants you don't recognize because the name of the business isn't often the same as the entity which signed up for the payment terminal with the bank. It's a big waste of everybody's time. Banks, customers, merchants, it's 2017. How on earth is this still happening? Well, Stuart Grover is frustrated by this problem and he built a solution, as great entrepreneurs do. It's called Look Who's Charging, and Stu joins us now on Talking Technology. G'day, Stu.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, really, well, cracker of an idea. How big is this problem, mate?
Really big, yeah. Is that 14 million phone calls a year to the bank call centres? From people who just don't recognise the transaction. And we estimate about 1 in 10 calls are actually queried or unrecognised transactions are queried. So we're thinking the true number is nearer 140 million.
Gosh.
Wow. So what's actually going on? Why is it so confusing to identify who's making the charge?
Yeah, I mean, there's a real disconnect between the merchants who have these guys called acquirers who actually process the transactions and then the cardholders who use the issuers, i.e. their banks. The issuers know about cardholders, the acquirers know about merchants, but there's nobody sitting there in the middle who knows about both. And, you know, Visa, MasterCard kind of facilitate communications between the two, but they're not really across, you know, both parties as well. So, you know, during the process, it's quite a manual process of setting up a facility, an FPOS facility or a card acceptance facility. And it's basically somebody sits in front of an application form and kind of deciphers what they see on the form and randomly enters that 40-character string that you see on your statement.
Yeah, right.
And quite often that's where the issue is, you know.
And something we don't know as consumers is this is an expensive problem for merchants too. The little businessman is getting slugged if someone disputes a charge.
Yeah. I mean, that was one of the reasons I started this business, because I am that little businessman when it comes to some of my other businesses. And, you know, I was getting hit as well. It's generally between sort of, well, $45 and up. And that's just the start of it, right? You know, you get given all these forms and then you go for an arbitration process and invariably the merchant loses. Generally, it's the cardholder who wins in most scenarios.
Mm. Right.
And it's a big amount of money the merchants have to pay. Is it $45?
Yeah, $45 and upwards, really depending on who your acquirer is. But yeah, and it's the time and effort on top of that as well. And quite often, you know, the merchant never finds out about these. All they see is a deduction from their merchant facility. And they're not even aware of what's happened. You know, just doesn't filter through. You know, gets lost in communication.
So tell us, explain Look Who's Charging. How does it work?
Yeah, well, look, we've made it pretty simple, I guess, for the banks to implement. The idea is that we take that random 40 characters and turn it into full details on who the merchant is, what they sell, where they're located, how to contact them. So the whole idea is instead of the cardholder disputing with the bank in the first instance, they go to the merchant. You know, with the information we give them, hopefully they'll have a lot better idea of who the merchant is. They'll probably be, you know, a lot more likely to recognize the transaction. But then even if they still don't recognize it, they can go to the merchant first and say, hey, guys, you know, can you give me a receipt for this? Because I don't recognize it. Mm. And then, you know, only in the last instance, go to the bank and sit on hold.
This is such a great breakthrough, Stuart. When I heard about this today, I went, wow, yes, thank you, amen. It's here because I've blown so much time and been, you know, at times a bit anxious about some of these inexplicable transactions. So that's selfishly me happy, but now merchants also happy. People must be all over you, like a rash, in a good way.
Yeah, it's been really incredible, the response we've had. So I originally built it to solve my own problem. in that, you know, I've got a bunch of guys out there with my other businesses spending, and every week I kind of look on my statement and go, what's this for? You know, I've got to account for this stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm sending off emails. So look, long story short, I created this to solve my own problem. And then I kind of went out there and spoke to a few companies like Visa and some of the banks and said, you know, what's it like? You know, you guys must be experiencing this as well.
Mm.
And, yeah, kind of rollerballed from there. And we actually went live with NAB a couple of months ago. So
tell us about that relationship, because this is putting your system and your, I guess, smarts, your skills, into the hands of millions more people and actually saving the bank a bunch of time and money.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Yeah, so we try and make it really, really easy from the bank's perspective for them to integrate with us. So basically, if you go to your online app, your NAB online app, you click a little chevron next to a transaction you don't recognize, it then sends a call to our API, and our API responds with that data, they present it. So it's, you know, it's pretty simple to implement, and but has, you know, big rewards for them.
So have you had interest from other banks, though? Because obviously it'd be amazing if you got all the way through the financial system.
Yeah, definitely. You know, they're all following suit. A few of them have tried to do it themselves, but it's not really something that a bank should be doing or should need to do. So really, we kept it under wraps to start with until we went live with NAB. They wanted to be the kind of first to market with it. So we've done that, and now we're out there kind of talking to the other banks. So it should be coming to pretty much all the banking apps over the next sort of 6 months. Yeah.
It's a great system. It's a great idea. Just finally, something we like to ask Aussie entrepreneurs, how's it been launching a tech business in Australia? Have you been challenged? Would you prefer there was some, you know, helps and boosts along the way?
No, this is my 12th business, so I've had quite a few over the years. It's better every year. You know, when I started my first business back in 2002, it was really challenging. You know, you had to pretend you were this kind of bigger beast than you were, and there's a lot of smoke and mirrors involved. But now it's kind of trendy to be small and agile and new and different. So, and there's money out there as well to be had. So, and people want to work for us as well. You know, in a lot of ways, it's easier to recruit people than, you know, 12 years ago, it was impossible to recruit people. They wanted to go and work for the big guys, but now it's the opposite way around.
It's all good if you're a startup. People love working for a startup and being in on the ground floor. Stuart Grover from Look Who's Charging. Well done. Congratulations and good luck with the future.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for the intro.
This podcast brought to you by LG, making your life easier. LG, life's good.